There's no place better than here, no time better than now, and no one better than you to start the conversation. So let's talk about faith with Dan and Tom.
Well, Dan, this is the official birthday of Talk About Faith, so happy birthday.
And happy birthday to you too, Tom, and to Harold, the velvet voice who opens and closes our show. Hey, Tom. That's him playing that Irish whistle. You believe that?
I do. I've seen him.
He's one talented guy.
Well, Dan and I met through my son, Kevin, who was coached and mentored by Dan during his junior and senior years in the Donovan Catholic football program. Our friendship began 7 years ago after I read and responded to one of Dan's blog posts. We arranged a meeting at a local diner and shook hands in a commitment to doing some work together. Since then, as you well know, Dan, much has happened, and through divine providence, we have come full circle 7 years later. And how do we know providence is behind this program? Because the number seven, as sacred scripture teaches, is a perfect or complete number. So, buddy, I want you to know just how blessed I am to be doing this program with you. We know from the evangelist Matthew that where two or three are gathered in his name, he too is present. So we're in pretty good company. And if anyone has complaints, well, we know right where to direct them.
Amen. Wow, Tom, that was informative and inspiring, and that's what this show is all about. Hey, when I thought of number seven, I thought of Mickey Mantle, but I guess that has a lot to do with my background and with the Catholic Athletes for Christ, and I think that's coming through. Tom, we are so blessed to talk about our faith, to celebrate Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church, and really truly be who God wishes us to be, our very own selves. Let's have some fun with this.
I'm right with you on that, Danny. I'm right with you. I'm looking forward to our first episode. There's so much to talk about and to teach and to learn and to bring a life of fulfillment. You talked about the boys in the culture. You know there's big problems out there.
Oh, amen. And, you know, all my years of coaching, that's something that's right there, you know, for me, and it's become a huge concern. I've seen the culture really attack our kids, and they're really under attack, you know, especially I think in the area of masculinity too, when it comes to our boys. The definition of masculinity has really been compromised.
Absolutely. And there's, without knowing who they are, what they can do, there's no purpose, there's no fulfillment. And that's what we want to change.
And our women are in so much need to have the men with them in the church. We need to call them back and fortify our families in the church together.
That's a great idea. I think we're going to do a good job moving this forward.
Oh, amen. I'm going to have a great time with you and Harold, and this is going to be wonderful. How's everything going with you? Everything good?
Pretty much. Kids are doing well, thank God. How about you?
Oh, we're doing so well. Danny's getting married next week, and my grandson is just
outstanding. So go ahead. Talk about faith.
Love him to death.